Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle catches it and throws to first to double up Cunningham. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cunningham bunts towards first. Francona juggles the ball. That's an error on Francona. Landis moves to third. Fox moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. Fox tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Kindle moves to second. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kindle. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Kindle steals third. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 0 in the game. Perry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Tasby moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian bunts towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Tasby moves to third. Francona moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tasby tags and scores. Francona tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Held is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Funk now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carrion hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 2 in the game. Pizarro hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Landis strikes out. 1 out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Doc Edwards pinch hits for Frank Funk. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger pinch runs for Charlie Maxwell. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Charlie Smith now playing third base. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Held is called out on strikes. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green pinch hits for Willie Kirkland. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ty Cline now playing center field. Willie Tasby now playing right field. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-3 in the game. Pizarro takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Landis bunts towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Pizarro moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pizarro scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Mahoney pinch hits for Bill Daly. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mahoney for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.